Feeling a little tired, that may be because you lost an hour of sleep thanks to daylight saving time over the weekend, where the clock moved ahead an hour Saturday into Sunday. And sleep expert Megan Petrov with Arizona State University says it's not good for us.
What we know is that this shifting back and forth between permanent between standard time and daylight savings time is a detriment to our human health.
Over the last decade, at least 19 states have passed laws to let them stay in daylight saving time if the federal government allows it. Some are giving serious consideration to staying in standard time if their neighbors are willing to make the same move. There's not a clear consensus on what to do when every solution will still leave millions of Americans in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like for a chunk of the year. I'm Julie Walker.